Morning.
Gustav, guten Morgen.
Schwabes. Okay, so fascinating stuff ahead of us. We're still in Kriya. Kriya, we said, is the pastures. That's what's unique about this tefillah is that the Kriya is b'shmoy. It's not just an articulated cry. It's not a cry, even an articulated cry. It's not aimed anywhere. This is aimed, it's focused exactly where you want it to go, and you're using the name of who you want to hear the tefillah. Shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started last week in Gimel Yeh on the Ein Ches. It's a standalone insight into Betochen as well. Chutz mi that it's an intrinsical part of Kriya and ultimately of tefillah, but in and of itself, it's a deep insight into Betochen and how Betochen works. So it's a mod chashuv. Even just as a standalone, like as a stickle shara betochen, yeah, it'll help and enhance the work we've done in betochen already. So he brought from the Bris Karov last week that betochen is only when a person recognizes the seriousness of the problem. Somebody doesn't have a problem as lo tzarich betochen. You have to first recognize how serious the problem is, and then rely on Hashem. Then Hashem will save you. He says, yeah, if a person doesn't recognize how big his problem is and he's not worried, that's not called betochen in Hashem. That's betochen, that your problem is not so big, so you can deal with it. If you need a packet of milk and you go down to the Makolet and you get a packet of milk, as lo tzrich betochen, for there'll be milk. The person has to recognize there's no milk in the world. You can't get milk. You're not going to get from and then you have betochen. Well, someone who can get betochen requires first that there's a problem that you can't deal with. Otherwise, that's not called betochen, said the Bris Karov. And he lived like that. There was never a moment of with his betochen was based on the fact, well, akol b'seder ein li bayot. No, I have got a serious problem, but I'm relying on Hashem to deal with the problem. So those are your yesodos we said last week, and let's take this a bit further. So dvarim ma'od niflaim. He says like this at the bottom of Ein Tes. Ve'ine nimtze lefi zeh, comes out according to all of this. Shekakol shekasakonosoi gedoy le'yoyta. Wherever the sakana is greater, well, the problem, whatever it is, to the extent that the problem is bigger, then one needs more of a recognition in Hashem and more betochen in Hashem. Your enemy comes against you, yeah? He's coming for a fight. So you have to recognize and you have to have a betochen that Hashem can deal with this guy. Hashem can take care of this guy, and Hashem will take care of him. That's fine. One guy's coming against you, so you've got a bit of a problem here. But you have to have a betochen that Hashem's big enough to fight this enemy or this problem, whatever. Aval in bo kenegnei gedut sholem. An entire battalion comes against you. You know, it's you and 10,000 armed soldiers. Yeah? The problem's a bit bigger than one guy against you. One recognition of Hashem's chesed and his gvura that you had before when you have to take care of one guy can't be the same. El tzarich upgrade, what we call today, you need an upgrade. El tzarich shiyakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh nisim. You have to also understand that Hashem does miracles. You fighting one person, you don't need a miracle to beat him. You taking on 10,000 people, that requires a bit of a miracle, yeah? That's not the normal way of life. So there you have to upgrade your recognition of Hashem, his chesed and his gvura, by recognizing and understanding that Hashem does miracles. V'noisin rabim b'yad ma'atim. Hashem places into the hands of a few people multitudes. We've seen that through the whole of Jewish history. Chanukah is coming now. Zeh kol ha'sipur, no? Uleftoach al kach be'emes. Now you have to betochen in that. I betochen that Hashem can take care of these 10,000. I have betochen in that. Well, the betochen you had yesterday when you were fighting one person is not going to work. It's not enough. You have to upgrade your recognition and thereby your betochen. Who are Kore Yoise Gedoilu Betochen Godel Kasha Yoise? that's a much harder avoid in betochen. Much harder. You need $20. Yeah, betochen that Hashem will take care of the $20. Yeah. You need $500,000 suddenly. So then the betochen you had yesterday to get $20 is not enough. It needs an upgrade. It starts with recognizing Hashem's unlimited abilities. Can Hashem take care of this as well? Yeah, for Hashem, $20 or $500,000, it's the same thing. So I upgrade my recognition of what Hashem's capable of, and then I upgrade my betochen. So don't you have a standard level of betochen? So chidishes, you have a standard level of betochen, and whatever happens, Hashem yazor. No? $20 for sure. $100? Yeah, for sure. $1,000? Okay. Yeah, there are people running around the world who $1,000 can help me out. $10,000? Is it quite kasher? Well, you know, there's igunet stocker, whatever. Yeah, there's gemachi, beset, beset. $500,000? What are you talking about? It's lo shteich. So now you're stuck. Because now you have to start recognizing a whole new level of Hashem's abilities and Hashem's chesed and Hashem's gvura. So that has to be upgraded. V'chein b'ma shomru chazal d'yesh mokam l'betochen gam l'rosha. V'lo rak r'tzadik. Chazal tell us, and we've seen this many times, the Goyin brings us down, La Locha, that the Boteach Hashem is even a Rosha. If he has Boteach Betochen in Hashem, Hashem will help him. Even the Rosha. Not just the Tzadik. Tzadik, yeah, for sure. I'm a Rosha also, my Kesha. Aval Hevdel Godel Yesh Ben HaBetochen HaTzarich LeTzadik LeBetochen HaTzarich LeRosha. The Betochen that a Tzadik needs and the Betochen that a Rosha needs are very different creatures. There's a new insight into what we've said for many years that Abotach Bashem Chesed Yisrael Veno, Filo Rosh Gomo, we'll see there's a Taitcha, there's a Hachika Amaria. He's got Betochen, I've got Betochen, I'll call Beset. No. The Betochen of a Tzadik and the Betochen of a Rosha is a different creature. Why? The Tzadik Dailoi, the Betochen, the Medrega Puchusa. A Tzadik can get by with a lower level of Betochen. Even Shain Biyoda Veiros. He doesn't have a Veiros, he's a Tzaddik. Nimsa Shriva Matsovo in Magielo Hayashua, Venimsa Sakonosu Bechusa. As a result of his Chiyot, because of all the mitzvahs he's doing, he doesn't do a Veiros, so Magielo Hayashua. In the Ilama MS, he deserves a Yeshua because he's got Chiyot, he's a Tzaddik, there's no Kitrugim from the Veiros. Avala Rosha, Im Yiftach Kafi Asogas a Tzaddik. If you will have the same betochen as the tzaddik, it's not going to help him at all. Because he doesn't realize because of his averas, he has a big sakana. There's nothing standing up and protecting him. He doesn't have schriot. He doesn't have a yeshua shemagia lo because of his mitzvahs. On the contrary, he's kitrugim because of his averas. So he's in a bigger sakana than the tzaddik. Exactly the same situation. If you look at them from outside, you watch the video, the tzaddik and the rosh are exactly the same problem. Yeah, but if you look at it through spiritual eyes, the tzaddik's in much less of a danger than the rosh. The tzaddik's got this whole army of schiot there. Whereas the rosh has got a whole army of kitrugim. He's walking around with the veiras. Some lo magielo bederech hateva, the terror of the ruchnias, to be saved. So he needs a much higher level of betochen. His sakon is much greater, and therefore his level of betochen, if it's the same as the level of the tzaddik, it's almost big. But in truth, if he will have that betochen, and he'll raise himself up and he'll upgrade his level of betochen to a stronger level of betochen than the tzaddik, because the tzaddik doesn't need such a big level of betochen. If he recognizes, like Menashe recognized, that Hashem's rachamim is on everything, and Hashem loves him, and Hashem's infinite, whatever. Then for sure he'll save it for sure. But he has to work much harder on his level of betochen because he's got anti betochens. Let's call them that. You know, you have antibodies, you have antibiotics. You know, you have schriot and you have anti schriot. You have betochen. You have things that are anti betochen. He's got averas. He's a con, not because the averas are taking away his betochen. It needs more betochen because the sakon is greater. Which is how we started off. The greater the sakana, the more betochen you need. So this Rosh has to upgrade his appreciation of Hashem is, then for sure the betochen will work. But he's going to have the same level of betochen as a tzaddik. It's not going to work because the sakana for the tzaddik is much less than the sakana for the Rosh. Understood? If that's clear, then we could take one more step here in the moshul, trying to understand it via a moshul. Derech moshul. Tzaddik ha-betoch b'Hashem shidish lach lo panosu. Daim Yakish, the Kurdish Bochum, Marachim Albriov, who must be a Lukhol Chai Rotson. Yabit Sadik is betochen that Hashem's Mephanas him, and Hashem's Mephanas the whole world. And he recognizes, he's clear that a Kurdish Bochum is Marachim Albriov and nourishes and sustains everything, Lukhol Chai Rotson. Hashem takes care of everything. No buffalo ever went to university to study, and he has what to eat. It's an amazing thing, no? You know, these parents tell you, if you don't get a university, you don't get a degree, you won't have panosa. I don't know. There's cockroaches running around the world. There's mice running around the world. They never studied anything. They've all got panosa. It's amazing Hashem does that, no? So this person believes, he has betochen in Hashem, this study, that Hashem takes care of everybody. So that's enough betochen for him. He doesn't have to go more than that. You say Bochi Nafshi, and you understand what it says there in Bochi Nafshi, and you understand Hashem takes care of everybody. Aval Arosh B'mashi Yakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefanes Kol Chai. That level of betochen that the tzaddik has, if the Rosh has that also level, he also understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world. Einu Dai, it's not enough. Imal Yedei Kein Ye Liboi Betuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefanes Kol Gamoisoi Lo Yikabel Klal Panosa. If he also has betochen like the tzaddik that Hashem will take care of my panosa, he's not going to have panosa. That's not betochen. Because what's the yisod of betochen? Shrei yisod betochenah hu ma'achesh haKadosh Baruch Hu mefanes kol chai, harei hu atzmo chai kamo kol chai acher. Since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, and he's one of the everything, he's part of that group of kol chai, it's also fitting that he should also get panosa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, correct? It says, Hashem gives everybody their sustenance. No, I'm also part of that group of everybody. And he also kol chai. Therefore, magili panosa, like everything else is magili panosa. It's not true. He's a rosha and he doesn't deserve to get food. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds the whole world. There's no restraint there in the animal world. There's no Rishayim in the animal world. There's no Tzaddikim. Hashem just feeds him because he takes care of everybody. The Tzaddik can be part of that because he doesn't have anything interfering with his right. Call it a right. It's not a right, but his chus, let's say, whatever, to get fed is Magialo because he's a Tzaddik. So Hashem will feed him. Aval HaRosh, he doesn't have anything. He can't go say, listen, I'm such a Tzaddik, give me food. And you're a Rosh, lo Magialacha Ochel. So his level of betochen is not enough. Oh, so he shouldn't have betochen? No, he's got to upgrade his betochen and have a much higher level of betochen because the sekana for him is greater. He'll upgrade his recognition of who Hashem is. Like Menashe did. Menashe is the perfect example. He recognizes that because Hashem's rachamim is so great that even a rosh Hashem can take care of because his rachamim is unlimited. As Vaday Shikabel, then you'll get it. But he first had to upgrade his recognition of who Hashem is. A tzaddik can rely on Hashem. Hashem, yeah, I've been talking in Hashem. Hashem's a good guy. He's rachamim. He's got mercy. So for sure, why should he take care of me? There's no reason for him not to. A rosha can't say that. Hashem's a good guy. He's an ask guy. For sure, he'll take care of me. Why shouldn't he? What do you mean, why shouldn't he? You're a rosha gomel. Ah, I got it. But you don't understand. You know how big Hashem's rachamim is? Oh, so he's upgraded his level of understanding of how great Hashem's rachamim is. And now he has betochen in that new level of understanding of how great Hashem's rachamim is. All the abilities, whatever the area that he needs a betochen. Now he'd have betochen. Hashem will help him for sure. That's the secret here. You have to come to a new level of betochen. Wow. Hashem even has unconditional rachamim. He even is merciful to the Rishoyim. Wow, that's a new understanding. That's a new level of recognition of how great Hashem is. When you tell the story of Menashe to people, they go, wow, even Menashe? Wow, Hashem, yeah, because Hashem's rachamim, you've just blown the balloon a little bit bigger, so now Hashem's rachamim just got bigger in your eyes. Then he has betochen. Hashem will give even him panosa, not because magia lo, but because Hashem's rachamim is so great. As vadei shikabel, for sure he'll get. He's a boteach by Hashem. How do you deal with the theory that is botach Hashem and in standing in front of Hashem and he recognizes Hashem is doing a virus, but said there's a kashacher that we'll deal with. Well, that's not our question now. But Rosh got El Yosa, a bigger Rosh. They say he's a much bigger Rosh than this Rosh. If he doesn't first of all recognize his own level of riches, he sees the other Rosh is a 4 out of 10 Rosh and he's getting panasa. He's an 8 out of 10 Rosh. So he has the same level of Tochen as a 4 out of 10 Rosh. Zelo zelo. He's going to have to upgrade his understanding of Hashem's rachamim and goodness and abilities to the level of riches that he has. And then he'll be yavtech b'zeh shakodesh baruch hu meitiv gam l'roim. Sorry. If lo yaki goydol rishrosa, if yivtach b'zeh shakodesh baruch hu meitiv gam l'roim, he won't recognize that his level of riches is much bigger than his friends. So then zelo zeh, ain't zeh betochen maspik. He doesn't have enough betochen. Aval im yaki goydol rishrosa, if he'll recognize how greater rosh he is compared to his friend, v'yaki lo mezu shechassode Hashem hain bli gvul, and you recognize that Hashem's chassadim are infinite. When neirimayim ve'ovrim gal al chaimrus chetav agedolim, and they also ignore the enormity of your sins. Hashem's rachamim doesn't take into account what a rosh you are. Ve'yivtach b'kach gamu yekabel. Ve'bo'efen shekakol shechumros chatov gedole yoyse tzarichul betochen gedole yoyse. In other words, the bigger the problem, the more betochen you need. The bigger the Rosh, the more betochen he needs. Why? Because the bigger the Rosh is, you have a bigger problem. It's not two things, it's the same thing. When you're a bigger Rosh than somebody else, your problem is much bigger because your tekon is much bigger because you have less rights, less zchuyot to get what you want. Tzadik, his tekon is much smaller because Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa Magielo that vinegar lasts for him because he's a tzadik. What do you mean? What's the problem? A Rosh, you want a lot of vinegar, you're going to have to raise your levels of betochen. Not betochen, you have to raise your levels of understanding who Hashem is. Then you'll botach in Hashem at that new level of recognition. Then you'll get answered as well. That means that the level of betochen a person has to have is totally on other factors. Not just I have betochen, you have betochen, we have the same level of betochen, like all beseder. Each problem will require a different type of betochen. As a person grows in betochen, Hashem makes the challenge harder. When you go to gym, they give you 10 kilos. Why? Because that's as much as you can handle. You're hoping after a year, you're not still picking up 10 kilos. If you're still picking up 10 kilos after a year, you're in the wrong gym. You know, you want to upgrade all the time. Same with betochen. As the problems get bigger, when you're young and you just got married, so you need betochen for you and your wife, because how hard is it? Then you start having kids, and then they start, you know, growing up, and then there's schools, and then there's financial issues, and there's dentists, and then there's getting married, and you know, and the problems become bigger and bigger. So then the betochen has to become bigger and bigger. The betochen you had when you were 18 is not going to help you when you're 50. Why not? Because the problems are much bigger. The sakon is bigger. And of course, we have to take into account that we're also not tzaddikim, you know? I mean, we are. I think we are tzaddikim. I think the Yetzer Hara wants us to think we're not tzaddikim. I think anybody that's even remotely shomer mitzvahs today is already a tzaddik. One of half a nanopercent of the world's population that has imun in Hashem, somebody who sits and learns in the best midrash a few hours a day, is working on betochen and nechoshev she's a tzaddik. And Sophi come a godl adoaze. But anyway, that's just the Yetzer Hara wants us to think we nobodies. So, well, I think we are tzaddikim. Yeah, we have a toy, but well, the essence, we tzaddikim. Okay. For sure you are. I don't know about me. Okay. Azoy. Let's see the Hagoya. Very interesting to call this. So we could write a whole sefer on this subject that he's dealing with in the Hagoya now, but let's at least just, the things we've been learning for a long time together, let's just maybe tie up one loose end here. According to everything we've said up to now, we can find a reconciliation of the different approaches in betochen. Some point we're going to have to learn that sefer as well. I'll keep putting it off. It's a very difficult lashon. Maybe there's a decent translation we can maybe start learning with the Chazanish Emunah Betochen. It's also one of the most yosodistic asfarim on betochen. But anyway, then Emunah Betochen, he says like this: It's an error. It's a mistake to think that a person has betochen, everything's always good. He explains betochen differently. Says that he's explained the whole inyan of betochen, that a person relies and trusts in the chesed of Hashem that everything will be good. Because of the tnai the betochen who, it's true. If you have betochen in Hashem, everything's good, but there's a condition. That's when you're a tzaddik. Aval a rosha, mi omar. Im lo ken, eich hi tochen, shiiftach, shii lo toiv, im hu mamre, es pi Hashem. How can you say everything will be good if you have betochen, but you're rebelling against Hashem? It's a contradiction. You can't say that. That's why we have a problem with Avotach Hashem, chesed yosef aveinu. Avotach Hashem was a rosha. What do you mean? If you have betochen in Hashem, you have betochen also not to do the avarus. You're doing avarus and you have betochen, it's going to help you. Steer him in a obey. That the chovus of lovers. That's the chovus of lovers. Chazanish also says so. Ein sham. That's one of the big bumps, speed bumps in the chovus of lovers. We do that shabbat talk. That's one of the things that stands out. It's one of the mountains more than a speed bump. We've mentioned this machlekas, the grow from the midrash and the chovus of lovers a lot. We've spoken about it. The Mishnah Berura pasuk, not the Mishnah Berura, the Chofetz Chaim in. I think it's in Chaimah Sadas. Patkins there like the Gro. We've spoken about this machlekas often. There the groin says from the Midrash, Afilo Rosh of Abatech Vashem Chesed Yisuv Adenu. Chaimah Sadas is the Chazanish to argue with the Midrash. Chazanish in the Chaimah Sadas. Okay, Chaimah Sadas is a Rishon. Chazanish is an Achrein. Midrash is a Midrash. Tanoim. They say, the betochen in Hashem is conditional that you're doing the rots in Hashem. Again, all according to his level. You never did one chet, beseder. We're not asking for that. If that's the game of betochen, I don't have to enter into the arena. If you're going to have betochen, if you've never ever done an avera, so why are we spending so much time on betochen? It's a lo shaykh lano. No, it's a shaykh lano. But you have to at least be in the machane. You at least have anything to wanting to be good. But a rosh gomer, loich patlo, but he has betochen in Hashem. So yeah. According to the Chovus of the Chazanish, you can't have betochen. It doesn't work. You have to. There's conditions to betochen. According to the Goyim, it makes no difference. You have a Rosh Hashanah, you have betochen. It works. So that's quite a big machlekas, no? And that's a well-known machlekas. We've spoken about it a lot. The Chofetz Chaim brings it down, as I mentioned. He says the Aloch is like the Vilna Goyim. Afilu Rosh Hashanah, you can have betochen. But you're yarring already based on what we've said. So look, kach pashut. It's very important to reconcile this machlekas. Amnam lefi aniskel il beturat hetiv. What we just said above, you've got a medika teres for this machlekas. A machlekas bichlal. The ma'aseh amru miktas mi'arishoyim de la rosha ein mokem lebetochen. According to some of the rishoyim, let's say the chovus of lavavos, because we're familiar with that, that there's no room for betochen by a rosha. Ein betochen b'shir shemoil lekolod. And the Chovus of Avos says is it's not enough for a Rosh who has betochen. If he's a Rosh, the betochen doesn't work. He's not talking about across the board black and white. The betochen that a normal person has, the betochen that a tzaddik has, that betochen is not enough for a Rosh. Zelor zelacha, because you're a Rosh. Aval inachinami betochen godol yois a sheikh gam l'Rosh. But if he'll upgrade and he'll get a higher level of betochen, then it'll help even a Rosh. Ugov zaniska aval zeh shneim afilu Rosh betoch b'shem chesed yosef avinu. That's what the Chazal means in the Midrash, that a Rosh, that he has betochen Hashem, he's talking about the level of betochen that's shaykh to a Rosh. That's a much higher level of betochen than that's shaykh to a tzaddik. The nikla dika pshat from Rav Pinkas, the moy dika pshat. There's no machlekas. And shum machlekas. That's why you can pass like the goyin, because the goyin's right. A Rosh that has betochen, his betochen works. The only problem is, It's got to be a different level of betochen because he's a Rosh. He's walking around with a whole bundle of anti-betochens. So he has to work much harder on his betochen. A tzaddik doesn't have any anti-betochens. So a little bit of betochens, they must speak low. Nifla, nifla, nifla. Worth getting out of bed this morning just to hear that. Either way, whether you're a Rosh or a Tzaddik, today, us, we're talking about us, there's no Rishayim here. Well, we also have to upgrade our betochen, because as the problems get bigger, and they're getting bigger, there's no question. In your personal life, they're for sure getting bigger. Health issues become an issue, God forbid. You do, as you get older, your problems somehow seem to get bigger. I don't know why. You're living alone at home, and there's whatever, and somehow, you know, the kids cost you more after they get married than before they get married. And they need you, and you got a baby. The problems get bigger, and who can the enormity of the problems we're facing today, as a person has to upgrade his betochen a little bit. I was once speaking to a Rav that I speak to about in Yoni Betochen once, and I was speaking about a certain problem to him, you know, about this and this and this and whatever. He said to me, "You just have to upgrade your betochen." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You just have to recognize that Hashem is big enough even to deal with this problem. The reason why you have a problem is because this problem you think is too big even for Hashem. You just have to upgrade your betochen that even this Hashem can take care of." Once he said it, was for sure Hashem can take care of any problem. So I have betochen that Hashem can take care of a 50 kilo problem. I can take care of a 70 kilo problem. So the 51 I've got betochen for, but the 71 I don't have. Yeah, because you haven't upgraded your appreciation, your korov, who Hashem is, and rely on Him even on that. So there's two things. You first have to recognize a bigger Hashem than you recognized up to now. And then you have to rely on Hashem's ability at that higher level. Who's there? Avoid the kashmir. He says it himself.
Perhaps it's the same level of to get the bitachon, but the tzaddik have more training. That means he have training, he can get the level easier than the Rasha. The Rasha have no training. It's like something he have to carry something very heavy. Yeah, training, it's easy. Yeah.
100%. Excellent. Yeah. I've been saying that from day one. Betochen is about training. Yeah. Doing exercises a little bit. Rabbi Akiva, when they were scraping it with the murdering, torturous murder, the Talmidim asked him, Adkan, he said, Kol Yomov Chakitil is there. What does it mean, Kol Yomov? He was working on this his whole life. For sure. Yeah. You start working on, there's no milk in the fridge, and then, but you work on that as a betochen.
Yeah.
You work on that. Wow, there's no milk. Okay, but said Hashem doesn't want me to have milk. I really would like milk. I'll live without milk. Thank you, Hashem. That's like picking up a feather. But you train the body. That's how the gym instructor once told me. That's what you do. You train the body to do the movements. The weight's never the problem. It's habituating the muscles to do things they've never done before. You can use a broomstick. And he does. I'll take you to his gym if you want one day and give a shoulder. You'll see people working with broomsticks. And 2 weeks later, they're picking up 100 kilos. How did he get from a broomstick to 100 kilos? Because the problem's not the weight. The problem is habituating the muscles, the body, to do certain movements that it's never done before. Obviously, the body has to gain strength as well. We're not talking, I'm saying not. The same with betochen. If your first reaction when your wife says to you, Yankel is not feeling well, so give him some Akamol, find the doctor. If that's your first reaction, so you have to train the muscles differently. When your wife says, I've got a headache, the first thing you say is Shalom Alois. Then you find the doctor. Well, that takes training. That's a high level of betochen. Dr. Frank Waxman, I heard it the other day. I listened to that shir often. He has a shir on Shara Betochen. Short shir, not long. Anyway, so he said he was driving in the car with someone, and someone else was driving. There was a woman sitting in the back, and they had a crash. He said, as they had the crash, this woman screamed, thank you, Hashem. I can also say thank you, Hashem, 20 minutes after the crash when I'm okay and everything's fine and I've calmed down and get Todah Rabah Hashem. For sure, I can do that also. But in the moment, how much training that takes? That's just a natural, that person had been working. She wasn't born like that. That takes a lot of training. You drop an egg on the floor when you're baking. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you for what? It's an egg. You pick it up, you throw it away. No. You train yourself. Because why? Because you want betochen. So you go through the motions. What am I doing in the gym with a broomstick? You know, going like this with a broomstick. You know, you're training yourself. You're getting your body used to doing things that it's not used to doing. The same as betochen, for sure. That's all it's about. And you're right. I mean, it's not a steer to what we're saying here. It's right. The tzaddik, that's how he became a tzaddik. Shiva tzaddik yopal v'kam. Because he's shivisi Hashem. He's walking with Hashem. He's training himself. It becomes natural. It becomes umdus. Have you noticed people that type, that know how to type? They do it without thinking. She can file her nails while she's typing and talking on the telephone. You know, it's not because she's a genius. not because she's a genius, but because that's called das, that's called a woman. Someone who first starts learning how to drive, just holding the steering wheel is masubach. Afterwards, you start driving without thinking. That's the training. For sure, that's the training. But Tochen in the beginning needs a lot of thought and a lot of, excuse me, but think about it. After a while, it becomes, at a certain level, you have Tochen that you don't even think about anymore. It's not even a challenge anymore. Not even, you don't have to think about it anymore even. It's just, you do it naturally. Then there's the next level where you actually have to put in the effort. That's the training, and that's the tzaddik. That's how he became a tzaddik in the first place. Excellent. Beautiful. Tov. Mamash, exciting work here. Interesting. Tov. All right. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're on the top of, next week on the top of Pei Aleph. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
It's called Tov.